34. It's Dean Richards. Hey, don't Bogart that food segment. It's our Food Time Show, Chicago Radio's only cooking and dining show. The award-winning All Things Edible program heard every Sunday at this time. And in all the years that we have been doing our Food Time Show, I never thought ever we would be doing a segment like we're going to do here today. I never thought that marijuana would be legal in Illinois. Never thought that would happen. But as you all know, January 1st, it became legal. In record numbers, people have been lining up and purchasing their products for recreation, for medicinal purposes, for a variety of reasons. Lots of people use cannabis in cooking. And I thought we would spend a little time talking about that today. Whether or not you use marijuana, you might find the segment kind of interesting today. But there are many health reasons why you might be interested in this. Jolene Rivera is the operator of a website and magazine called KitchenToke.com. KitchenToke.com. And it covers the culinary use of cannabis for both health and wellness. And Jolene, it's so nice to have you on WGN today. Thank you for joining us.
Good afternoon. Thank you. I'm excited to be the first person to discuss this on your show.
You are a record breaker here on WGN.
That's fun.
A first, but this is not something new to you. You're not one of these people that said, oh, weed is about to become legal in Illinois. I think I'll get on the bandwagon. You actually have been doing this for quite some time for health and medicinal purposes for people, correct?
That is correct. That is correct. In 2011, we discovered that a friend of mine's father had cancer. And in researching and knowing what I knew about cannabis then, I knew that it might help him get some rest, alleviate some pain, and then obviously help his appetite. So I delivered some THC brownies to him to help with his he was going through a quite extensive treatment at the time.
I know of several cases of friends of mine, their parents, people that they know who are going through a variety of illnesses, maladies, etc., for which there was no relief, and they started using medical marijuana, and it's made a world of difference to them. And they can live, you know, they're living normal lives again, better than ever, as it's been described.
Yeah, well, if you think about the idea of whole food, plant-based diet, and you just think about food as medicine, I consider cannabis to be food. So, and it is a whole plant food. So whole plant foods can, you know, optimize growth of the blood vessels. It can repair damaged tissue. It can help inflammation. It can stimulate your immune system, fight off infections. So if you think about, you know, being sick, you know, sometimes people go right to the cupboard to pick out a medicine or go to the pharmacy. I personally turn to food.
Right. Now, is this, you know, with it being legal now, is this something that, you know, somebody goes to a dispensary, they buy some marijuana and just start incorporating it into their food and expect some results, or is it a little more complicated than that?
Actually, that's pretty much how it goes. I mean, you need to find a dispensary where they have knowledgeable bud tenders, and hopefully that's, you know, being done in Illinois. I know a lot of attention is being paid to employee training and bud tender training, et cetera.
I love the term bud tender.
Bud tender, mm-hmm. And they can pretty much point you in a direction of, you know, what you want to have happen in general. Like, are you taking it, you know, in the morning? Or is it the afternoon? In the morning, it might help you focus. I personally start my day with it. And then, you know, sometimes people do it at night just to help with sleep, or there's, you know, all day pain issues. So for various reasons, I think that's where you need to speak to your bud tender to get the correct flower with the correct terpenes in the flower that will help you get achieve, you know, what you're looking for.
Now, when you say that you start the day with it, what does that mean? Does that mean smoking a joint, or does that mean, you know, cooking something with marijuana infused into it?
Well, contrary to what people might believe because of the industry I'm in, I personally don't like to be high. I like to have my full thinking capabilities. So I nano dose, and that for me, that means 2 milligrams at the most at a time, maybe all day long. So I'm never really high. I like to be high about as much as I like to be drunk. So
that makes sense. Yeah.
I'm a very health conscious person. So yeah. I don't smoke and I don't vape.
I'm sorry, you don't smoke and you don't?
Vape. Vape pens.
Vape, got it. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't believe inhaling things into my lungs.
Right,
so I'm
right.
a healthy, you know.
I'm with you on that. So what is it that you do in the morning then?
So the first thing I do every morning, I usually have CBD in my coffee, or I have CBD coffee. So there are products that you can buy out now where you can just have coffee beans that have CBD in them, or you can add it with a tincture. But I also, every day at 10:30 in the morning, I make a healthy protein shake that has spinach, probably a handful of berries, a vegan protein shake, and then I nano-dose with one-to-one tincture, meaning 1 milligram of CBD and 1 milligram of THC. So it's a very low dose, but it's enough to feed my endocannabinoid system.
And these are things the substances that you mentioned after the typical smoothie kind of things. These are things that you would get at a dispensary. I don't know anything about any of this, but these are things I would buy at a dispensary.
Yes, yeah, so you can go to a dispensary now and you can purchase flower, which you can use to infuse your own things, and I'll get into that in a second. Or you can buy tinctures, whether it be you can buy one-to-one tinctures in there, or the ratios vary at different dispensaries, so you can look around and shop around. But you should be able to buy tinctures there.
Now, I'm sorry, what are you saying, pinchers?
Tinctures, T-I-N. T-U-R-E-S.
Tinctures.
Yes.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
Or T-I-N-C, sorry. T-I-N-C-T-U-R-E-S. They're just, they're sublingual tinctures, so it comes with a little dropper and you drop them under your tongue. Those are one of the most popular ways to take oral cannabis.
Got it. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
So you're
just putting this in the blender with everything and making a smoothie out of it all.
Correct. Yeah. And it's really all about dosing. You know, Kitchen Toke, we knew that going in, you know, I think one of the most complicated things about cooking with cannabis really is learning how to dose properly for you. So everyone varies, just like alcohol. One drink does one thing to somebody while four drinks does something else, right? There's no one reacts the same. And I would say to everyone who's considering cannabis, to take that into consideration, to start low and go slow. So that means to dose a little bit, see what happens, wait it out, and then go from there.
Now, you said that you don't like being high, but when you take this smoothie, what effect do you feel after having the smoothie, since you don't like being high?
Well, it depends how much I dose myself, but I'm very focused usually and very calm. It's a very calm focused. I don't feel high. I don't feel any different than I would normally, but I do know that it helps with stress, daily stress. It helps with anxiety, and it does keep me kind of zeroed in and on the things that I need, the task at hand for that morning or that day.
Okay, you were talking about infusion before. What is the what is the infusion process?
So we actually have a video on our site which would teach people how to infuse butter. So you can go to kitchentoke.com and it will walk you through step by step. But it would start with your flour. And just like I said before, it depends on what kind of thing you're trying to achieve. You can talk to your bud tender and they'll help point you to a cannabis flour that is zeroes in on what you're trying to accomplish. And then you take that home and you start with is called the decarboxylation process. So decarboxylating means you're activating, you have to heat up the flower, whether, you know, if you think about people smoking it, they light it, right?
Right.
And you have to heat up the flower in some way to activate the cannabinoids and the compounds in there that we're going to infuse.
Yeah. So how do you do that? So, is that a boiling process or
not quite as high as boiling?
Or put it in the microwave? Yeah. Or?
Yeah, you are heating it, but you're putting it we always put it in a sous vide bag. We believe that if you put it in a tight, locked sous vide bag and immerse it with an immersion stick, you can heat it up for about 30 or 40 minutes and activate those compounds.
How do you heat it up, though? How do you heat it up, though?
Well, if you use an immersion stick, you can do it that way. You can put it in a low heated pan of water, so okay. You're really submerging it into water that's heated.
Got it.
When it's in a Ziploc or a zip tight bag, I would recommend a sous vide bag.
And then are you taking that water that has now been infused and incorporating it with other things?
No. So the cannabis is in a Ziploc bag. And you put that in water, so it's in a tight bag with about a third cup of water inside the bag with it. Okay.
All right.
So then you have that bag immersed into heated water. You leave that in for about 30 or 40 minutes, and it will activate the compounds in the cannabis. When you pull that out, you then take the cannabis out of the bag. It's only got a little amount of condensation and water in there. You strain that, and then you take that activated cannabis, and then you put it into butter, maple syrup, honey, olive oil, MCT oil, almond milk, coconut milk, whatever it is that you're infusing. And anything that you're infusing has to have some kind of fat to it. That's why you hear me talking about all of these, you know, the olive oil or the coconut oil, the MCT oil. The cannabis compounds bind to the oil, to the fatty, the fatty molecules.
I want to get some recipes from you. I'm so curious about this. 12:48 is the time. Pete McMurray is coming up after 1 o'clock. On WGN, and now that it's legal in Illinois, it made sense that we would talk about, for the first time ever, cooking with cannabis. It's something that is a reality here in the state of Illinois now. And Jolene Rivera is the founder of Kitchen Toke, which is a magazine, which is a website, and where you can get very credible medical and scientific information about the use of it. I can imagine, Jolene, that this was probably met with some resistance of you doing this. Most people on our text line have actual questions, which I'm going to share with you in a minute. But, you know, a couple of people are saying, you know, we're promoting, you know, people getting high and drug use and blah, blah, blah. It's legal in Illinois. You know, some of you don't like it. I'm sorry. It's legal in Illinois now. That you should have taken these issues up with your lawmakers if you have problems about that.
I always say, you know, yes, it's legal, but just because you don't like it, it doesn't mean that you have to keep it from everyone.
Well, I mean, anyone who has a problem with it, don't use it. You know, I don't use it, to be honest. I can't even tell you the last time that I used marijuana. I'm sure I was in my 20s, and that was a very, very long time ago. It's just not for me. I don't care for it. And I think most people can make that quantum leap of deciding what's right for them or not. You know, so
I would also ask
those of you
to
that
consider,
are. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, I would also ask people to consider a whole different use of cannabis, honestly, because when I was younger, I thought that's all there was to it. You just smoke it and you get high. That is not what we're talking about here at Kitchen Toke. That's not what we're doing. It's not what I'm about. So if you could just really consider that there are alternative healthful uses for cannabis other than getting high, That's what I would ask people to keep an open mind about. It's not about getting high. It's about getting healthy.
Yeah. Those of you that are screaming your heads off about the immorality of us talking about this on the radio, tell it to somebody who has cancer. Tell it to somebody who has rheumatoid arthritis. Tell it to somebody who is living with chronic pain every single day for their lives and have now found relief. Tell it to these people who are now finding some relief. That would be my concern.
Well, I will say, you know, one of the most, the highest causes of death is chronic inflammation. That and if you just look at cannabis and its effect on inflammation, just I would just urge people to go Google your endocannabinoid system. Go Google those two words and read about what that does for your body. And then consider what cannabis does to feed your endocannabinoid system.
630 area code. What about possible side effects when cooking with cannabis? In my younger years, I tried it. I didn't like the way that it made me feel. Will I have the same kind of effects cooking with marijuana?
I always tell people there's a negative effect to everything if you take too much of it. So that's why I always say start low and go slow. A lot of people say microdosing is the way to go, which microdosing technically is anything 10 milligrams and under. Personally, I don't take anything more than 5 grams. So I'm usually in the range between 0 and 5. So I would recommend you start at a low dose. And that if you're cooking for yourself, you can go that way. Or if you're buying gummies, chocolates or anything else, I just would recommend you start with a very low dose.
So what would be some, these are recipes, I guess, you can find in your newsletter that you can find on your website?
Yeah, in our newsletter, on the website, yes.
Yeah.
And in the quarterly magazine,
yeah. I mean, I guess probably the most commonly known food with marijuana are brownies. But there's a whole other world as well, right?
Correct. I mean, we're all about the brownie. As much as I am healthy, I still believe that everybody deserves some cheat days. I'm not that strict. And so, we make brownies too at Kitchen Toke. We just make them at a whole new level. And we're talking about candy ricotta, you know, layered brownies. So, or gummies or fruit roll-ups. We have all that fun stuff too.
What about other uses and other foods? You talked about marijuana-infused butter, which I guess you could use on anything on which you use butter, right?
Yep, basically anything. My favorites are nut butters. It could be peanut butter, almond butter. It could be sunflower seed butter. They're all on the website as well. I've made fruit roll-ups with these, with infused maple syrup. We've made like a spice mixed almonds with infused olive oil and infused honey. So when you think about healthy foods, you know, you can drop it right into, you know, a store-bought container of hummus, really, if you want to make it super easy. Mix it all up and, you know, have hummus on your veggies or crackers or anything else.
Hmm. 773 area code. Does your guest require a daily fix? How long can she go without any form of cannabis?
Oh, I don't require a daily fix. I prefer it, but I have to travel a lot, and obviously you can't travel across state lines with cannabis, so you know, I don't really get to do that when I'm traveling. But you know, the best way that I could describe about how I feel is when I'm at home and I'm on my exercise routine and I'm doing Pilates 3 or 4 times a week, it feels really good and I just feel normal. When I'm not doing Pilates, that's when I start to, I start to feel like worse, or I feel like I can realize or I recognize that I haven't been able to work out. So I know when I'm not getting what I need. So I look at cannabis as, you know, you would anything else, a salad a day or anything else that you might do healthy for yourself, a workout routine, anything. That's, you know, when I don't get it every day, I know that I need to get back on my program.
I guess the point probably that this caller, this texter is making, that if you're using marijuana in food and it gives you that sense of relief or sense of pleasure, do you become addicted to it? If there's something that's pleasurable, it's hard to stop something that's pleasurable.
Well, I'm not going to say that when I dose with it, I actually go through my day feeling pleasurable. I just feel calm and focused. I don't feel high whatsoever. So I just know that when, I get a little more stressed than normal, or if I have anxiety with traveling or anything that I've got going on, it's just a little more elevated form of stress and anxiety that I know would be better if I was on my daily vitamins.
Yeah. 219 area code asks, can you use it as tea?
Absolutely.
I would think that it would be
pre-made,
very adaptable for tea, right?
Yes, correct. There are some pre-made products you can buy. Most of them are available that I know of in California. There's some really good. Key Coco is one that comes to mind if you want to Google that. It's K-I-K-K-O, I believe. But it's a really nice infused tea. You can make your own tea and drop a little infused honey in it if you want to. We also, if you go to kitchentoke.com or kitchentoke.shop, we offer products that we've vetted. We've tested, had third-party tested. They all have a COA or certificate of analysis where you can order the products online. They're CBD infused only. We cannot sell or ship THC products, but we do have CBD salts, CBD sugars, CBD tinctures, pet products, bath bombs, topicals, you name it.
Yeah. What's a food product that really surprised you that worked with marijuana added to it? Is there a meal or, just something that, you experimented and, wow, this came out great?
Honestly, I think my biggest wow moment was, I think it was in the spring of 2018. I was on location in California. We were photographing all the recipes for our upcoming issue. And we had Chef Derek Simsek. He used to be a Chicago chef. He's now, I think, in Kansas City. But he was preparing a meal for us over an open fire for a video story that we did. And you can catch that video on our site as well. But he made a watermelon salad with fresh chopped cannabis leaves. That was the first time I'd ever eaten fresh chopped cannabis leaves. And I'm telling you, you don't get high from them because, it hasn't been heated up or broken down. But there are a lot of antioxidants and a lot of anti-inflammatory properties in the cannabis leaf itself. And it never occurred to me before I started Kitchen Talk that you could actually just eat the leaves. And one of these days, I believe you'll be able to go into a grocery store and buy, just like you buy your fresh oregano or cilantro or parsley, you'll be able to buy in a clamshell container like you do your lettuces, you'll be able to buy some fresh cannabis leaves.
Very, very interesting. And people on our text line are texting how they use it. So
that's awesome. Yeah. Tell them to send me a message.
Well,
send me a message at info@kitchentoke.com.
Yeah, we've got a lot of people for which this is not something new. A few people who are outraged that how dare us talk about something that is legal to use in Illinois. I think it's pretty interesting. People want to get more information on your website, Jolene, and your newsletter. What's the best way to do all that?
You just go to kitchentoke.com, sign up. You'll fill out a little profile. It's free. Once you get past that, you're automatically signed up for our newsletter, and then you'll have access to all the information and recipes, and you'll get access to our brand new video on a step-by-step process on how to make your own infused butter at home.